Earlier in the show, we were talking about this server by the name of Maddie who had a wild experience with a customer, a 9970JX.
Food comes out. Before everybody's food can even get set on the table, one of the ladies is already complaining that her food is overcooked. Get her a new steak. She complains about that one. I get her a third steak. She complains about the third steak.
Oh,
now she's complaining about her daughter's steak.
Oh, no.
Recook on that one. We now have like six recooks at this point.
No.
My other manager has to go out and tell them, unfortunately, we cannot give you another steak. Gets all up in my manager's face. Things start getting thrown. They're flipping plates over.
Oh,
they're
wow.
pouring drinks everywhere.
Oh.
The cops get called.
Oh.
What is happening?
That's insane.
Wow.
First of all, the restaurant's a saint. For recooking that
yes.
many times.
Six.
But at some point you have to say, okay, we're just not going to hit the mark for you tonight.
Yeah, I remember a story back in the day when my wife and I both worked at the deli shop. This guy named Sam, he used to always come in. He'd order a sandwich, but he made my wife cry over a 25-cent cup of honey mustard that he asked for extra.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
He was mad about that
paying
cost him 25 cents.
A quarter. Extra honey mustard on a sandwich that didn't have honey mustard and he wanted extra and
yelled at her, made her cry.
Yes.
Wow.
So worst experience with a customer, Angel. I had a table come in the other day, pull the hair in my food bit.
Sure.
Problem was the hair was blonde. None of the workers, including me, had blonde hair. His girlfriend, who he was with, had blonde hair though.
Oh.
My manager and I both knew what they were doing, but of course you can't accuse a customer of planting evidence.
Yep, they knew that too.
You could, though.
You could say,
I mean, if you were bold, you could.
We are a little confused as to how a blonde hair got into your food when none of us here that work here are blonde.
Yeah. Have you asked your girlfriend?
Yes.
Have you asked your girlfriend about that?
Sam, customer, tried to get free food by claiming he was, quote, best friends with the owner. Our owner happened to be in the kitchen that night.
Oh, that's good.
Came out, looked at him, and said, never seen that man in my life.
Oh,
absolutely
geez.
Cinematic collapse.
Jeez.
Ow!
Yeah, yeah. We'll get to a couple more. Kayla said, I had a tray balanced on my shoulder full of food.
Oh,
I was setting down hot plates to the table. The grandma at the table shook her half-empty glass of tea in my face and asked why she couldn't get any service.
Oh, it was still half full?
Like, come on now.
All right.
Come on now.
Let's take a beat, Grandma.
Yeah, come on now.
Dana, once when I was working at this insanely popular breakfast joint, my first table of the morning was a seemingly adorable old couple.
Oh.
After going through our specials at their request, she ordered the special.
He
ordered two poached eggs on toast.
Okay.
All good.
Great.
I bring them their food.
Great.
The guy starts freaking out.
Mm.
You see, I didn't bring him a tablespoon for his eggs.
Okay.
Granted, he didn't ask for one, but according to him, everyone knows that poached eggs are supposed to be served with a tablespoon.
Okay.
I've been a waitress for nearly a decade. I've served a lot of poached eggs. I've never heard this rule. Nonetheless, I apologize profusely and tell him I'll go grab him a spoon. No! He yells, my breakfast is ruined now!
Oh.
And then this grown adult throws his plate of food at me and storms out. His wife gives a sympathetic smile. She slinks out behind him. And I work the next 8 hours with egg yolk stains all over me.
Oh.
Just terrible.
Oh. My God.
Listen. There is no crime that a restaurant can commit that will warrant people throwing food or plates or drinks or causing a scene and storming out. That's just not ever, nothing that's going to happen to you during a meal is ever going to warrant that behavior, that reaction.
Nope. All right. Well, good. That's great.
We need to handle our disappointment better.
Yes, we do.